It is time for a rather sudden but quite welcome pool party for today before we get into community quick hits.
I owe you this, right? I mean, I was gone a day and an hour.
I'd say you do owe me this.
Yeah, you need
But not just me. You owe everybody
this. I do. America. All right, so over the weekend, I made a trip to Alabama and Florida, really. To Gulf Shores, Alabama, to go to the Hangout Music Festival down on the sunny, sandy beaches of Gulf Shores, which I'll get into that sometime later on this week when we have time, because I have many tales from that for sure. But I wanted to tell you guys about my incident on Friday morning trying to get out of this city and meet my friends down there at the festival, because I had some friends coming in from South Carolina and Georgia, and we were all meeting at the Pensacola airport around noon. All our flights got in about that time. So my flight took off at 6:15 in the morning.
That's early. That's real early.
It is. But I'm fine with that. I had a connecting flight in Memphis that took me to Pensacola. And I was going to get there, like I said, around noon.
Mm-hmm.
So I wake up at about 4:15. Get to the airport by about 5:15. So I'm an hour early. Go through security. And guy, you know, checks my ID, checks my boarding pass, marks it off, as they will.
Mm-hmm.
Go in the airport. Go to my gate.
So you cleared security?
A miracle, right?
You didn't try to take your sword with you?
No, I didn't.
Okay. I know it's hard for you to leave the house without that thing.
It's almost impossible.
I mean, you've changed ever since you started watching Game of Thrones.
I know. I love swords. So I go to my gate and...
I like swords, too.
I look at the...
Actually, I've started watching the show Swords.
Oh, there's a show? What, like on
called,
A&E?
Or? I think it's called S-Words.
I'll take S-Words.
Actually, it's about sword fishing.
Yeah.
So, good. I go to my gate. I look at the little monitor that says, all right, flight leaves at whatever time. And it says, at my gate, it says the flight leaves at 6:05. I'm like, oh, they backed it up 10 minutes.
Mm.
And then I look at the actual flight number on the screen, and it doesn't match mine.
Right.
But it is Delta Airlines. Okay. I bought a Delta Airlines ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And it says going to Memphis. So I just kind of walk up to the counter. I'm like, why didn't this match up? And she goes, I don't know. What is this? I go, it's my boarding pass. And she looks at it and she goes, you're supposed to be at Love Field.
Holy crap.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's funny.
What? Why did they issue a boarding pass there?
I printed it off the night before online.
Oh, okay.
But it said in little letters, Love Field.
Mm-hmm.
But I got through security with it.
Well, you got through your bag check and all that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but they looked
at... Did you check a bag?
No. I didn't check a bag.
You were lucky.
Yeah, I know. But they're looking, you know, they look at your boarding pass mm-hmm. to match everything up, and it says Love Field on there. I didn't know Delta flew out of Love Field. Had no idea. None whatsoever.
So you blame this on TSA?
No,
you are
I don't.
Really dumb.
I blame this on me. But at this point, I'm thinking, holy crap. I gotta
go with TSA.
So I go to the Delta counter,
mm-hmm.
and I go, help me. Get me to Memphis. And they're like, I can't. That flight's all booked up, the 6:05 flight.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, it's about 5:30.
Okay, the thing leaves when?
6:15. So I'm thinking, I've got time.
You can do this.
I've got time.
Yes. Did you park there? Or did you take a cab there?
I parked there. So I sprint to my car, get in, and it is, my clock says 5:37 as I'm leaving the airport.
For a 6:15 flight.
For a 6:15 flight going back from DFW to Love.
You already got your boarding pass.
Yes.
Oh, no.
How snake is this?
Oh, it gets so much snakier.
Keep going.
Get to the airport right at 6 o'clock. I am sprinting through Love Field. Mm-hmm. I mean,
how the hell do you get to Love Field from there by 6 o'clock?
It's not that far.
It's not that far. And I was going. I just took 183 to 35 to Mockingbird.
Yes. You're right there.
Thank you, BMW.
It's like a 15-minute trip.
If there's no traffic, which was early enough in the morning.
All right. Yeah, I guess so.
It was early enough in the morning to take the south entrance.
All right.
Exit. So anyway, get there. Run. I mean, they'll shut the door with 5 minutes to go.
Yeah.
They won't let you on.
You're like OJ in the Hertz commercial.
Yes, I was so much like OJ. So I'm sprinting. I got flip-flops. I got my backpack on. I have one bag that I'm carrying too, just with, shorts. And so I'm sprinting through there. I make it to the security line right around 6:03. There's a little bit of a line. Well, I get to the guy, the security guy. I hand him my boarding pass. I hand him my ID. And I'm like, I'm in a big hurry, man, and I'm panicking and I'm sweating profusely.
Right.
Running from the parking lot all the way through the airport. And he looks at me and he goes, oh, I'm sorry. This is the Southwest security line. The Delta one is our new terminal over there. And I go, what new terminal? Are you guys familiar with this? At Love Field?
Uh-uh.
Yeah. Okay. There's a new terminal. And guess what?
What?
It's a half mile away.
Well, you're a marathon runner. You should have done great.
So guess what I do?
Sprint.
Sprint again. This time, took the flip-flops off. I am hauling ass. All right. So he goes, I don't know if you're going to make this, man. And I grab my ID, I grab my boarding pass, I turn, and I start sprinting, and I have my shoes in my hand.
Like a girl leaving a walk of shame
in
the morning.
I it's like I'm sweating so ball soup everywhere. I mean, it's just disgusting.
I tried to hitchhike.
I ordered that the other night at New Big Wong. It was terrible.
Ball soup?
Yeah.
So I run. And by the time I get there, it's 6:15.
Too late.
And I see my plane taking off.
Really?
Yeah. So I am in a panic.
Are you in tears?
Yeah. Because Southwest doesn't fly to Memphis, which I need to get my other connecting flight, okay? There are no flights that would get me there in time from any airline to get me to Memphis to catch my connecting flight. Then I'm thinking, okay, how do I get to Pensacola? Who flies to Pensacola? Well, I call my buddy. I had one buddy leaving from Dallas, and his flight left at 8:30 in the morning on American Eagle. So it's still 6:15.
Mm-hmm.
So I call American Eagle. How can we help you? I'm like, can I get on your 8:30 flight? Yeah, there is an opening.
That's going to be $1,400.
I'm like, okay, I'll take it. I don't care what it costs. Just get me on that flight. It'll be $1,200.
I knew it.
$1,200.
One way?
One way.
What?
That is opulence.
Ruse.
So I, at this point,
Are you thinking about canceling?
Oh, yeah.
$1,200?
Yeah. So,
you must have really wanted to do this.
I go to the gas station to put gas in my car. That's another thing. I was on empty going from DFW to Love Field. So, I fill up my car and I start driving to DFW, back to DFW, to American Eagle, just to see what I can work out with them. I just want to see what I can do here. Well, as I'm paying for my gas, I put my credit card in there, put it back in my wallet, and as I put my credit card back in my wallet, I look down and realize that my driver's license was not in my wallet. Now, mind you, I had handed my driver's license to the security guy at the Southwest counter, all right? Grabbed it from him and turned to run to the Delta security.
Okay.
Somewhere along the way, I dropped it.
I love the story so much.
What's next, Corby?
So now, I have no ID. It's going to cost me $1,200 to get on a flight that I don't even think I can get on with no ID. Guess what my ID consisted of at this point? My Mavericks media credential. That was my ID, with my big smiling face and a goatee.
From about 10 years ago.
From 1830.
You could have showed him your Dallas Aquarium ID.
Cobby? So, I go back to Love Field, to from the gas station to look for my ID, thinking,
good God, yeah. I would have just gone home.
I'm so tired because I've been up since 4
in the
morning.
I would have gone home and gone back to bed and just forgot the whole damn thing.
Mark, really tired. So I get back to DFW. I get in line. At this point, after I'd gone back to Love Field to search for my ID, it was about 7:15. Okay, the flight left at 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
I get there an hour before that flight takes off.
And you got to go back to DFW,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay. I got, and they wouldn't let me. If I wanted to purchase it, I had to do it at the counter. They wouldn't let me do it on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I get to the American Eagle counter. There's about 30 people in line, and I sit there, and I sit there, and I sit there.
Wait, did you find your ID?
No, no.
Well,
absolutely,
you still don't have it?
Absolutely not.
You still don't have it?
No.
Like, to this day, you don't have it?
No.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
You have a passport, don't you?
It's expired.
So you're completely undocumented?
Completely.
Wow.
So I finally get up to the front of the line, and it's like 8 o'clock. The flight, or 8:15. The flight leaves in 15 minutes. I look at the lady. She's looking at me like, what just happened to you? I mean, I literally have tears.
Why are you so sweaty?
I have tears in my eyes, for real. I am drenched. I smell like a goat's ass because I hadn't showered. I didn't shower that morning. And she goes, oh. And she was Jamaican. She's like, oh, honey. And I told her the story, you know, and she's like, she goes, we can't get you on this flight. Because she goes, look at the security line over there.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, it's going to take you an hour with no ID. Maybe you'll get through security.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, but we do have a flight that leaves to Pensacola at 11:50.
Okay.
And she goes, it'll cost you $330.
Well, why was that one so cheap?
I don't know. So I was like, book me on that. I'm going to go back home, try to dig up some sort of ID.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be back.
So
I go back home. Meanwhile, my wife's like,
what are you doing?
What's happening?
And you're trying to not have to explain it?
Yeah.
But more questions are happening while you're rifling through drawers?
Yeah. I found a driver's license that expired in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And I grabbed my passport, which expired in 2008. Take them back to the airport. And with my Mavericks ID as well, because I wanted something that looked like I was of some importance. I wanted to flash a little like, hey, look what
hey,
I do.
I
cover the Mavericks.
Do this.
Yeah. How about you?
I get to stand in a basement room with a stupid MP3 recorder over my head for half an hour.
Yeah, holding it up to the ceiling.
This is great. Thanks, Kat.
So I get in the security line, and the dude's like, are you kidding me? And I get, and you've been in this situation before, because I've been on a flight with you that you forgot your driver's license. And
yeah.
Four or five people have to come over looking at you, scanning you, doing
poking
whatever.
Sticks.
It's Corby Davidson of the ticket.
And finally, they're like, you. And this is what drives me crazy, is they have the gall and the audacity to say, you really should get these updated. Really? No joke, dumbass. I mean, you think that? I realized that. I lost my ID. And then each guy that comes over, they have to retell the story to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was running through the Love Field like OJ and somehow dropped his ID. I don't get it. I don't know how he did it. You know, and I'm just sitting there, just all doe-eyed, like, okay. Finally, they let me on. They let me through security, and I get on my flight, and I head to Pensacola, and I get there about 2 hours late, but I made it.
Smoke pot.
I made it. And the exuberation
of sitting down in your seat on the plane?
And yes.
Whoa!
Of just sitting down.
You stand up and do that?
Yeah, and just knowing that I have made it after all of that. It was all I could think of was telling you guys and how you all would be like, this is so you. You're the only person who could do something like this. To go to the wrong airport, to haul ass back, to lose your driver's license, to go back to the other airport, to contemplate purchasing a $1,200 ticket, and I was going to do it. because I was so determined at that point. I'm like, just put it on a credit card. I'll pay you later.
I bet when you got there, that first goo ball tasted so good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when it first hit your lips.
The contemplation of the $1,200 flight ticket, that is such commitment to getting away from your family for 3 days.
No, it's commitment to the situation.
That slut that I married.
It's commitment to the situation. Because I reached a point where so many bad things had happened that how could I... You know what was next?
You were going to win.
You know what was the next step for me if I couldn't get on that flight?
Driving?
Driving. 10 hours. And I swear to God I was going to do it. But then I was like, how am I going to get back on Monday?
That sounds like situational commitment to me.
I'll have to drive back at 3 in the morning
to make
it back for the show.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was like, well, maybe I can rent a car. Oh, no, I don't have a driver's license!
I'll be back in the morning.
But you had an expired driver's license, an expired passport, and a Mavericks credential.
Right, right. And it is not fun. And then going back in the airport this morning and having to go through the same rigmarole with the security people.
You know what this is? This is revenge. This is revenge for the way that you treat people at rental car discharges.
What do you
mean? This is revenge for the way that you talk to the security at Surprise at the ballpark.
And yeah. I'm how not you mean
may,
to
you
him.
May remember, make up names
Sammy?
For him. Yes,
yeah,
Sammy.
Sammy.
Sammy!
You guys do it too!
Nuh-uh, you're the leader of it, though, and you're the one that asked how you get to Phoenix, and he goes, you're in Phoenix. That's what this is. This is karma
that's
coming
right.
back to
this
bite you on
travel,
the tape.
Travel revenge.
Yes.
It is.
Travel karma.
See, the only thing that would have happened to me, I would have had all of my ducks in a row. The only thing that would have happened to me, I would have just overslept the alarm clock.
Right, right.
But everything else would have worked out fine. Oh, man.
Yeah, dude.
You are a disaster.
I know. I don't know how I make it through life. I barely, barely can. Barely.
That tale is so convoluted and so drawn out that I can't go back through it right now off the top of my head.
Trace the steps.
And find that point very early on in it where I would have said, screw it. I can't find it from here. Would have to start over for me to get there.
Yeah, it was bad. It was really, really bad. But now I have a good story, right?
My favorite Cobra.
Yeah, I guess.
Yep.
So why did you go down there? To go see the Allman Brothers or something?
Yeah, I'll tell you all about the Allman Brothers. In the coming days. I have many tales.
The Outlaws.
That was the highlight of the whole trip, seeing the Outlaws and Mountain.
Roger Daltrey.
In Black Oak, Arkansas.
Right.
Oh, if only Mountain could have been there.
Johnny Winter.
Johnny Winter.
Who else?
Foghat.
That's my favorite one.
Foghat.
Beating.
Why is it Foghat, but there's ZZ Top playing in the background?
Because it's the ZZ Top cruise.
Oh, yeah.
ZZ Top. Foghat. Steppenwolf. Molly Hatchet.
No.
Johnny Winter.
Worst
the Marshall Tucker
ever.
Band. Dickie Betts and Grant Travers. Blackfoot. The Outlaws.
Blackfoot.
Blackfoot.
They had an album with a snake on it, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Did they?
Yes. So
I was in my dark period.
What's the moral of the story?
I don't know. Don't be me. How about that?
No, I gotta go poop.
There you go.
Don't turn into me.
That's the moral. All right, community quick hits coming up.